Hello, I am the barrister Stephen Barrett. You may see me in other forms of media. I try to make law accessible to everybody because it is your legal system and it is important that you understand it. And I wanted to make this short video to address an issue that I think many of us are now afraid of, which is the knock on the door from police officers. I think far too often we have seen police officers knocking on the doors of innocent people over social media posts or things they may have written on Facebook or Twitter or videos they may have made. And really, it's about the idea that you have offended someone and that you have committed a crime for offending someone, which is something I think we as a nation will have to address eventually. And I look forward to when we do. But in the meantime, while we live in these dark times, it struck me as useful to give a guide, a legal guide. But I can't give you independent legal advice. I'm not giving anybody who watches this video legal advice, but I am reminding everybody of the laws of England and Wales, the laws our constitution fought 1,000 years to grant us, the rights and protections of, and I want you to all know how to be safe. So imagine the scenario. You've offended somebody. The person you have offended has reported you to the police, and the police have lost their way. Let's be polite to them. In the modern sense, the officers have got a lot very confused, and they've decided to come knocking on your door. We've seen the videos now. This is too common. It happens far too often. Right. The first words are words all British people should cling to always. Stay calm. Don't panic. You will. That's natural. If you're a decent, law-abiding person, you're not used to the police knocking on your door. Okay? And I think most of us just should take a step back and think about that and reflect on how we'd feel. I worked terribly hard to get where I am in life, first in my family to get A levels, first to go to university. I went to the University of Oxford. I became a barrister. I consider myself respectable. But let's be absolutely honest, tomorrow, a police officer may very well end up on my front door. I don't know how I'd react, but I would li like to listen to my own advice. Stay calm. Don't panic. A knock at the door does not mean anything automatically. And a lot of the time, these officers are quite quick to point out that they're not arresting you. Good. Listen to them. If they're not arresting you, you don't have to let them in. Okay? So don't let them in. I'm actually at that stage. I would be polite to the officers personally, but I would not let them in my house. I think years ago, when we were in a different place as a country, I would have invited them in, given them tea, given them biscuits, given them cake, had a lovely chat with the officers. No. If they're not there to arrest you, don't let them in. Stay calm and be polite. I think record everything. So record it on your phone, or if you're lucky enough to have a doorbell camera, that will do it for you. The police can ask to come into your house, but you don't have to let them. It's your house. That's the whole point. It's your house. This is your safe space. They can only come in if they have a warrant or if they want to arrest you for an indictable offence. And we'll get onto that a bit later. If they say they have a warrant, ask to see it and get that on camera. Then, if they don't, thank you very much for coming, officer. This is terribly kind. I'm going to get back to my evening's activities or day's activities. You can close the door on them. You can use reasonable force. If they're wrong in officers and they're trying to force their way into your property, you can use reasonable force to stop them. That's perfectly lawful. I personally would only do it if it was on camera and I had the confidence that it was all on camera because bad officers can lie and bad officers can be believed. And I'm afraid we live in a time of bad officers. Never overshare. Don't tell the police officers anything. Ask the police officer for their badge number and their identification. Ask the police officer to explain why they are there in detail. And if they will not tell you, say, well, officer, I'll just pause because I can talk quickly sometimes. Officer, I cannot respond to something if you will not explain. Then stay silent. Silence is quite an important, powerful control mechanism you have at your disposal. Don't overshare. use silence. The officer must explain why they are there. If it is relating to a potential offence, simply say, "Officer, I need time to take legal advice. I need time to take independent legal advice, which you know I'm entitled to, officer." If the officer tries some of these bully boy tactics and says, "Well, if you don't talk to me, I'm going to arrest you," then I want you to say these words: "Officer, that is a deeply inappropriate thing for you to have said. I am very sorry for you that you have said it. I will be reporting you for those comments. They are on video." Because police officers do not get to bully citizens of this United Kingdom in order to say things under threat of potential arrest. A police officer must arrest if they think a crime is being committed. That's their job. If they don't think a crime is being committed, then they should not be bullying and threatening you with the threat of it. If they say, "If you do not talk to me now, you will have to come in for an interview," you'll have to say, "Well, I only have to," you should say, "Officer, I only have to come in if you are going to arrest me. Are you going to arrest me? And I'm afraid this is the line we're going to have to take." These are bullies, weak human beings and cowards. I expect many of them would back down at this point, and I seriously suggest you simply close the door. If you want to be very cautious, give the officer a means of contacting you. But you can also simply say, "Officer, you may write to me at this address. This is my residence. This is where I live. Officer, you have no reasonable grounds to believe that I won't continue to live here. So there's an issue. Write to me. Thank you, officer, for your time. I will not be cooperating with you any further." Now, I did say that the officer has a right, one right, under an act called the Police and Criminal Evidence Act, to force their way into your home. Now, the law, I'm sorry, if you've seen me on other things, you'll know that I think our entire legal system is in a flabby, fat and bad way. But it's not so bad that the officer just has a right to break into your home, which is what they'd be doing. An officer may enter somebody's home, enter your house, if they think an indictable offence is being committed. Now, indictable just means very serious. Okay, so that's rape, murder, the big stuff. If the officer has come over social media, it's nowhere near the big stuff. When I said that our laws have got flabby, because they have, there is a possibility under Section 17 of PACE to enter under the Public Order Act. But the officer can only enter if he believes that there is a danger of immediate unlawful violence will be used against a person. And you simply say to the officer, "Officer, there is no danger of immediate unlawful violence. If somebody is upset by my tweet, somebody is upset by my Facebook post, that's very much on them. Officer, my intention is to, let's just take me, spend the evening on the sofa with a cup of tea and maybe more biscuits than I ought to and watch television. So, officer, there is no threat of immediate unlawful violence by me having a cup of tea and some biscuits and watching television." I hope this video will help you. It is no substitute for independent legal advice. Please join the Free Speech Union. Please like and subscribe to my channel if you found this helpful. I'm going to be doing more of these simple explanations of law. I'm not giving legal advice. I'm explaining law in exactly the same way my law tutors explained it to me 26 years ago. I think it's time. We all need to understand our laws, and if we're going to get out of this mess, I think that's the best way we can go forward. So I hope this is useful to you. I hope it's helpful to you. If you need further clarity, please put it in the comments. I will read them, and I will look forward to doing an update video. I'm not a criminal barrister, but I've got a criminal barrister friend who I'm looking to do more of these with whenever they touch on crime. But these are very straightforward, simple rules. An Englishman's home is his castle. You are safe in your home. I want to keep you safe in your home. Thank you.